Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
I'm no Galileo.
Good morning. Yes, we are on Budget Wedding NYC. For you this morning and only this morning for midnight meditation with Charlena. There is some glitch going on with my personal desktop computer in that I cannot schedule my regular midnight meditation from it. Let's take a deep breath and just to release any tensions, any anxiety, anything that might be going on in your life, only in mine. So inhale. Now, even though today is the meditation is during meditation, your way will be on for half an hour. I'm going to explain what we will be doing this in this next, probably actually less than half an hour. Tonight, or this morning, it is now 12:31 a.m., and it is Saturday morning, July 25th, 2015. And this is your host, Charlena. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to my cousin, Kathy. It is her birthday today. So, now, today, this morning, you may have recalled last week, I specifically said that you are a natural meditator, and that you can start to do your own meditation. You can use mine as a guide. I will be here earlier next, could do your own meditation. Your soul is actually aching for that very idea of you doing your own meditation. You may do it several different ways. You may, of course, use a syllable, om, or something like that, om, ra, or you could do it your type or in chant on any words that you like. Whether it be your favorite book, The Dynamics of Prosperity by Catherine Ponder fills my life. Or you could choose a subject matter and either write it out, or you could do it extemporaneously or from within. Or you might even just do a silent meditation of the last year and a half. We've gone through various meditations, and these are all available to you in any form that you desire them to be, and also in any time frame you desire, whether it's 30 seconds, a minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, or even an hour each day, or just a half. You are also no longer confined to sitting still or in one place or in a certain position. You may wish to walk, as we experienced last week, or stroll, as we will experience this week, or run, or sit by a babbling brook, or even do another type of meditation where you're sitting, but you're doing specific with your hands and legs, with your body built. And if we have time, we'll get into that as well. Alrighty, so again, my name is Charlena, and this is Midnight Meditation. Let us begin. Now, again this morning, You are in charge of your own breathing pattern. I shall do my 3 sets of inhaling on 8, holding for 4, and exhaling on 4. But unlike other times, I will not count them off out loud, but I'll just be doing. So get comfortable or ready to go if you're listening while walking or running or wherever you are. I invite you to participate in the desired form that you wish. As we begin, you will hear silence as I begin my breath of inhalation and exhalation, and then I will lead you through, if we have time, or different meditations. Each of them progressively long. If during your breathing you have to release a yawn, go. We could stroll along the boulevard, looking in various shops, or stroll in the park, or anywhere we desire. But this morning, let us take a stroll on a nearby beach. We are on the boardwalk, and the sea is undulating against the sandy beach line. We are immediately drawn to its edge. It is almost as if our very soul is arching out of our body as the sea calls us back, back, back to the beginning. Yes, back to the womb almost. And walk directly towards the beach line, the sand hitting our bare feet in a welcoming falling away, tiny green underfoot. We can almost feel each grain as it is squashed or squished, or as they part beneath our soles of our feet. Almost direct, straight line toward the sea. Finally, we reach the beach's edge and allow ourselves to be drawn a bit farther toward the water's edge, allowing our feet flight as the sea kisses our feet, the edge of our feet, the outer and inner edge of our feet. We are now able to release that tension that has settled between our shoulder blades, that has settled on the top of our head, as it has even settled into the crick of our neck. As the seat touches the sides of our feet, as we walk, the water kissing the outer portion of our feet. We take a deep breath in and release it. We take another deep breath in, releasing that, and we are now able to release all of those tensions in our shoulder blades, our neck, even at the crown of our head. All that angst, the resistance of letting go, is encapsulated in the inhalation of calm, of peace, of love. As you inhale, in fact, on the very thought, you take a deep inhalation, experiencing not only the fishy saltiness of the sea, but the crispness, crispness of sea air. We are now instantly revitalized. We continue to inhale and exhale. We are now free to be our real self. And in that instant, we say, thank you. No one in particular, but your inner being knows who Babbling Brook. Take a moment to inhale at your own pace. You're in your house, and suddenly you realize the only way to totally relax is to go sit outside the Babbling Brook that is on your property. As you come out the door, you're almost gleeful and calm yourself and walk a couple of hundred feet to the Babbling Brook that your front yard. As you approach it, your steps slow, and you are not sure whether you want to sit on the branch over the brook that was your climbable tree that you always imagined to be in your front yard. Here it is, outstretched and ready to take on you as you dangle your feet, just grazing the top of the brook's water. Do you want to sit on the stepping stone rock that are sitting in the midst of the Babbling Brook and watch the cascading water as it slides over the little tiny rocks that make up the waterfall in your Babbling Brook? Which do you want? Which are you desirous of experiencing? Feeling the tension in your back, your middle back, your upper back, and the shoulder blades, and your neck. You decide after one quick inhalation of breath and exhalation that you will insert yourself in the brook via your door, hug your tree. Now, all of this is taking place in a split second, but now you are upon your two choices. And this time you choose the tree to feel that instant release as the tree hugs you as you sit on it. You decide that sitting on it is the best medicine possible because you can dangle your feet down, just cutting the surface of the water as it calms after going over the smallish but powerful waterfall. You are allowing the sounds of Babbling Brook to play on your inner ear, and you are happy. You're able to release pictures, feelings of being home. and realizing that you are in the midst of all creation. As you become more comfortable in your meditation, you remember why you love the Sapling Brook so. You are able to calm your very soul, your very mind, as you look at the water cascading down the tiny waterfall. And you know you are blessed wholeheartedly. You are guided to your bed, but then decide it's time to take him out rather than walking all the way back to the very space of the Babbling Brook before you. You decide that you must alleviate the idea and the knowledge that you are leaning back, far back into the tree's arm. And from that very motion, you are grounded. You are grounded in the tree. You are grounded to be one. You are grounded. And you know, as you stare into the water, as it comes off the plateau and down the side of the rock, you make note that you feel not only released, but comforted in the knowledge, all anxiety, God. All that you need is there. You feel beautifully relieved. And our last meditation is run. Where can you run today? On the city street? You could run in a park. Wherever you are running, even if it's in the imagination of your mind, release the feeling of being pent up, tightened off. Every footfall, you are releasing more and more tension. Not only that, you are releasing any and all previous thoughts in your mind as you begin allowing your foot, whether imagined or actual. You've already stretched and you're ready to go. You see and feel at the same time your foot extending out in front of you. Your right extending out in front of you. Your back foot pushing off, so that you are jaunting easily for the first 10 to 18 steps. And then you are jogging. If you are imagining it, you see each flop or pace hit the ground or dirt or cement or sand, and you feel the pressure of the football, but you also feel the release as your foot falls, a release of your soul, a release of each foot as it exchanges, the back one pushing off, the right one hitting the surface easily, effortlessly, feeling, oh, so good. You are running almost, but not quite, full out, experiencing whatever your surface you are running on, whether it be the beach, as the beach falls away in slight dampness, the sand depressed underneath your foot, feet, or you are a long-time participant, congregant of a church that your spouse experiences, personified, and you feel nothing but the giving way of that love towards you, radiating toward you, and you are inspired to go forth. You allow yourself to feel energized and loved at the same time with each step. And with each step, you release any more tension that might be harbored in your shoulder blade, in your neck, or even in your head. You are feeling love. You're feeling gratitude. You're feeling that the run you have had and are having has been nothing but miraculously good. And you say, thank you. It is done. So it is. Namaste and good night. Until next week. We'll do one more meditative.